Misechta Shavuos, Daf Chav Tes, 7 lines from the top of Daf Chav Tes and Aleph at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Ezi Shavuos Shav, what is the case where someone will be Ivan Issa of Loisisa Hashem Hashem Lekechel Shav? And the Mishnah teaches us, Nish Belishan Siyadu Al Adam, if someone swears in order to change something that's well known to people, V'Amal Amit Shal Evan Shushal Zav, and for example, he makes a Shavuos on a pillar of stone that's really gold, V'Ala Ish Isha, V'Ala Isha She Ish, where he swears about a man that he's really a woman, want a woman that she's really a man. In addition, Nishbal Davashi Afshalai, or if he swears regarding something that's impossible, and for example, he states, I'm making a shvua in Le Reisi Gomel Shapirach Bevir, that if he didn't see a camel that was flying in the air, or Vim Le Reisi Nachash Kakaris Besabad, or I didn't see a snake that was as large as the beam of an aloe press, and the Gemara will explain these cases. The Mishnah continues, Amal Eidim Bo Voiduni, and if someone says to Eidim, come and testify for me, he say, Shvua Shlei Nidcha, that we make a shvua that we're not going to testify for you, that is a case of a nishba levatas hamitzvah, and therefore it's considered a shvua shav. And similarly, if he's nishba levatas hamitzvah, shalei glasses sukkah, shalei lita lulav, shalei leniach tefillin, if he makes a shvua in order to be mevatal any mitzvah, and for example, he makes a shvua that I won't make a sukkah, and there is no other sukkah in town, or he makes a shvua that I won't do the mitzvah of lulav, or I won't put on tefillin, so these are all shvuas levatas hamitzvah, and they are all categorized as a shvua shav. And the Mishnah continues, and all these scenarios are cases of a shvua shav, where if he's ivan a shvua shav b'mezid, then he'll be chayiv malchus, and if he does so b'shogeg, he'll be potter. As in the case of shvua shav, the Torah is not mechadish to us that you bring a carbon oil of yared. And ayin Rashi in the Mishnah diba maschal shvua shloim yadecha bittul mitzvah hu haynu davshi yafsha, and that's considered davshi yafsha. The Mishnah continues and brings an example: shvua shaichel kikazu shvua shloich lana. If Reuven first makes a shvua that will eat this kikar, therefore at this point he has a mitzvah to eat this kikar. If he then makes another shvua and he states shvua shleich lena, that make a shvua that will not eat this kikar, so he's sharing a shvua's bitoi, then the first shvua is a shvua's bitoi, and if he's ivan that shvua b'shegeg, he'll be chayav to bring a carbon oil of yared, and vashni a shvua shav, but the second shvua is a shvua shav as nishba levatas mitzvah. Therefore the Mishnah explains achla aval shvua shav, that if he eats this kikar, then he'll be ivan a shvua shav, and loy achla, and if he doesn't eat this kikar, then aval shvuas bitoi, then it will be ivan the shvuas bitoi. And the Gemara and Daf Chav Tesam and Beis will ask, why is the Mishnah state achla aval shvuas shav, as even if he didn't eat this kikar, he will immediately be ivan shvuas shav, as the maisa was nishba levatas mitzvah. And keep in mind that the Mepharshim discuss that certainly there's another case of a shvuas shav, and that is a case where someone makes a shvua on an evan that's an evan. And I and the Mepharshim who discuss why the Mishnah doesn't discuss this case. And the Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated easy shvuas shav, and Amar Ula and Ula explains, and the only time that's considered Shvua Shav as Nishba L'Shanis Siddu Al Adam is only when this fact is known to three people. As Rashi states, however, if this is not known to three people, then he would be Oiva on the Issa Shvua Sheker. And Rashi previously taught us on the Chaf Hayon Beis, immediately the other Beit Tlas B'nei Adam, Havim Mefursam, and as we know, the concept of apit plasa b'degay lashon hara. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah nishbal davshi efshalai. And for example, he made a shvua im loy reisi gomel pareach ba'avir. The Gemara is that lachir, if a person makes a shvua that I did not see a camel flying through the air, then certainly that's not a shvua shav, as certainly someone can't see a camel that's flying in the air. Therefore, the Gemara is shvua shreisi loy kama, that Reuven did not make a shvua that I swear that I saw a camel flying through the air. And the Gemara is my im loy reisi. What did the Mishnah mean when it stated in Le Reisi Gomel Shapirech Bavir? And Abaya Omar, and Abaya explains, Inechinami Tni Shvua Shreisi, that Inechinami, we should change the lesson of Mishnah. The Mishnah stated that Reuven made a Shvua that I saw a camel flying through the air, and of course that's a Shvua Shav. And similarly, in the next case of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah stated in Le Reisi Nachash Kakaris Besabad, that Abaya will explain this in a similar manner, that really Reuven stated that I'm making Shvua that I saw Nachash Kakaris Besabad, which of course is impossible, and therefore it's a Shvua Shav. The Gemara continues, Rava Aman, Rava states, Ba'ima Ye'asu Kol Perish Ba'ilu Malai, Im Lo Yisi Gomel Perech Ba'avir, Reuven made a Shvua that was Toilo if he saw a Gomel Perech Ba'avir, and he stated that all the Perish in the world should be also to me if I did not see a camel that was flying in the air. And Ayin entices, Behainu Shvua Shav, Lepishi Efshaloi Lamri Be'issa B'chol Perish Ba'ilam, as it's impossible that someone will keep such a Shvua, as it's impossible that someone will never eat any Perish in the world, and therefore it's considered Shvua Shav. And the Fizeh, Rav is actually saying that the reason why it's considered Shvu Shav is not because he claimed that he saw a camel that was flying in the air, but it's because he made a Shvu that was impossible to keep. And L'chari, according to Taisis, it's Tzarech Bir, as to the Lashon HaMishnah, as why would the Mishnah even speak about a case of Reuven stating him L'Isi Gomel Shaperech Bavir, if the main point is that he made a Shvu that he's not going to eat Kol Perish Ba'ilam? And Ayin Ramban, who's bothered that why does the Mishnah call this a Shvu Shav, if L'maisa this Shvu will be Chal, as L'maisa Reuven was telling the truth, as he didn't see a Gomel that was Perech Bavir, and therefore his Shvu that he won't eat any Perish in the world will actually be a valid Shvu. And certainly this was also what was bothering Taisus, and Ayin Ramban, how he explains our Gemara. And the Gemara now continues, Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Ravina Es Rav Ashi, V'dil Mahai Gavr, Tziparu Rab B'chazi, V'asagli Shmo Gamla. Although certainly it's impossible to see a camel that flies in the air, but possibly this person saw a large bird that was flying, and since it was so large, he called it a gamel, and Eina Chanami, he wasn't referring to an actual camel, but he was actually referring to a bird, and it's actually possible that it wasn't a Shvu Shav, as B'chika Mishtaba, Daiti Dei Yishtaba, as when he made the Shvu, he was making his Shvu based on his own das and his own understanding of the word gamel. Ravina continues, V'chitema basa pume azlinan, v'lo yazlina basa daite, and if you will say that we always go basa the words that a person uses and not basa his das, and butla daite etzel kol adam, but l'chayu that is not true, because v'atanya we learned to the b'raisa, k'shemashpina say when the dayanim make a baldin, make a Shvu, so imu lo yisrei would say to him, avi yudeya, sh'lo yaldaitcha no mashpina yisra, that we're not being mashpia you based on your own das, and while datinu val das bezin, but we're making you swear based on our own das and das of bezin, and some agurus al das hamaka in val das bezin. Ravina continues that my timer, and what is the reason for this din of the brisa, and why does bezin say this to the person that they're making swear? La mishum damrinon dil miskundri yovle va'asik luzuzi dechikam mishtaba daiti didekam mishtaba. As for example, if Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, so Reuven may give 100 dice or 100 pieces of wood to Shimon, and Reuven will call each die or each piece of wood a dollar, then he'll be able to swear that I already paid Shimon back $100, and really he's only being mashpia al das atzmai, and therefore Bezdin had to say that he's being mashpia al das hamokin val das Bezdin, not based on your das. Therefore, Ravina is bothered that maybe when this person made a shvua and he said that I saw a gomel that was flying, he really meant to say that I saw a very large bird flying, and why is that considered shvua shav? And the Gemara answers, loi hasam mishum kani d'rava. Certainly, we generally follow the Lashem Bnei Adam and the Das Bnei Adam, and certainly we don't follow what this person makes up. Therefore, if a person makes a shvua that I didn't see a gomel perech bavir, certainly that's considered shvua shav. Similarly, if a person just gives a bunch of dice or a bunch of wood to his friend, then certainly if he makes a shvua I paid him back $100, and certainly even if Bezdin did not make the statement, that would be considered a shvua sheker. The only reason why the Brisa tells us that Bezdin tells a person that he's swearing al das hamakom and val das Bezdin because they were concerned for a situation just like the Kandi Rava, which is a story that is brought in Masechtas Nedarim out of Chafei Min Aleph, where Reuven and Shimon came to Bezdin, and Shimon claimed that Reuven owed him $100, and Reuven said, I already paid you back, and then Rava said that Reuven has to make a shvua, and Reuven came back in with a cane, and this cane was hollow, and Reuven filled it up with $100, and Reuven asked Shimon to hold the cane for him while he was making a shvua, and meanwhile Reuven made a shvua that he gave $100 to Shimon, which actually was true because the cane was filled with $100, and Shimon was so angry that he banged the cane, and the cane broke, and $100 spilled out of the cane. And certainly in this case, when Reuven made a shvua that he gave $100 to Shimon, it wasn't based on the das of Reuven, as everyone calls a dollar, and therefore certainly he was swearing correctly, although he was trying to trick Shimon. It's because of this case that the Rabbanu was misakin that when Bezdin requires Reuven to make a shvua, they make an introduction and they preface it by stating to Reuven that he's making shvua al das hamokim val das Bezdin. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, will bring you another raya that's time someone can make a shvua, and we will touch it up based on the way he explains that word and based on the way he interprets those words. And as the Gemara continues and brings the next part of the Brisa that we already started speaking about, and the Brisa continues, V'chim mitzinu kashishbir Moshes Yisrael, and we also find that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mashpia klai Yisrael, so the Pasuk in Parshas Yitzchak states, V'loi itchem levatchem anechi kurius esabris hazayis v'esa'ol hazayis, and as Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, loi kasha'atem svurim kashabul levatchem, that I'm not making you swear based on what's in your heart, but I'm making you swear based on the actual meaning of these words. And as our Gemara continues, Omer lehen, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to klai Yisrael, And the Gemara is, now why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say this? Moshe Rabbeinu should have told Klal Yisrael that I'm making you swear that you'll keep anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu told you. And the Gemara therefore is, and it must be because if he would have said that, then Klal Yisrael would be able to have a taina. When we swore that we will mekayim whatever God says, we didn't mean Akadosh Baruch Hu, and we meant that we will be mekayim everything that the God tells us, meaning the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had to come lafuke from the way that Klal Yisrael would define his words. However, the Gemara responds, loy, that certainly a shvuah is not based on the way a person defines their words. And even so, Moshe Rabbeinu had to say al das hamokon val daiti, as if he would have said kaimu ma'ida om elokha. Then, in this case, Klal Yisrael could have said that we meant that we be mekayim what Avodah Zarah tells us, and mishum do Avodah Kachom nami ikra laha tichsiv alehi chesiv alehi zav. And as we know, Avodah Zarah is also called God, and as the pasuk states alehi chesiv alehi zav, when it's referring to Avodah Zarah, therefore Klal Yisrael could have tainted that they meant Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continues and is v'leimulhu kaimu tayra, that why didn't Moshe just state to them that you are swearing that you'll be mekayim the tayra? And it must be that that wouldn't have been enough, as the Maase they could have said that we refer to a different tayra. And the Gemara explains, Chad HaTayra, that if Moshe would have said this, then they would have claimed that they're referring to one Torah, referring to Torah Shebiksav, and not Torah Shebapah. However, the Gemara asks, V'lei Mekayim Shtei Torahs, then why did Moshe Rabbeinu say to them that you're making Shvuot, you'll be Mekayim two Torahs, referring to Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapah? And once again, the Gemara answers, Torah Schatas, Torah Oshom, that Klal Yisrael could have responded that we meant to define Torahs as Torah Schatas and Torah Oshom, as the Pasuk states in Parshas Vayikra, V'zois Torah Schatas and V'zois Torah Oshom. And as Rashi states, he omer kaimu teres having maskad atayul shtabu ahanach tati the ikru teres v'loya sham mitzvahs. The Gemara continues and asks that why did Moshe Rabbeinu say kaimu kol atayra kula, that he should swear he'll be mekayim the entire Torah? And the Gemara explains, as if he would have said this, then they would have said that we only swore that we will keep avodis kechavim. The omer man, as we learned, chamur avodis kechavim shekol kifba kamoida b'chol atayra kula. And as Rashi states, zichsiv gabel avodis kechavim v'chisishku v'loy sasu as kol mitzvah se'ila. And therefore, they would claim that they only accept upon themselves not to serve Avodah Zarah, but they didn't accept upon themselves the rest of the mitzvahs. The Gemara continues, V'lei Malhu Kaimu Mitzvah, and why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu just tell them that you have to swear that you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah? And the Gemara explains, Chad Mitzvah, as then they could claim that they only accept upon themselves one mitzvah and not all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And once again, the Gemara asks that why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu tell them that you could make a Shvuah, Kaimu Mitzvah, that you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvahs? And the Gemara answers, Tati, and then Klal Yisrael Kutayna, that they only meant to accept upon themselves two mitzvahs and not all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And the Gemara now is, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu tell them that you're making shvuah to be mekayim kol mitzvahs kulon, to be mekayim every single mitzvah in the Torah? And the Gemara answers, because then they could taina that we only made a shvuah regarding the mitzvah tzitzis, as the mitzvah tzitzis is shakol kenega kol mitzvahs, the amamash kula mitzvah tzitzis kenega kol mitzvahs kulon. And as Rashi brings down the chsiv, and as the pasuk in Pasha Shlach states, uzichatam es kol mitzvahs Hashem and gematri shelah sheish meyos, and we know that the gematria of tzitzis spelled out as tzadik yud saf is 600, and ushmoyne chutin v'chamisha kerm hari yugimel, and since there are 8 strings and 5 knots, so therefore there's an additional 13, which equals 613. However, the Gemara is v'leim aluhu kaimu sheish meiz u'shleish esu mitzvahs, that if so, Moshe could have just told them that I'm making you make a shvua that you're going to be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs, and this way they definitely couldn't make a mistake, and they couldn't claim that we were swearing about something else. Because of this question, so the Gemara understands that certainly Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really have to say the words Al-Daiti Val-Das HaMokrim in order to make sure that they weren't translating his words in a different fashion. Therefore, the Gemara explains, U-Tamech, and even according to your Havmina, that Klal Yisrael could have changed the meaning of Moshe Rabbeinu's words, but if so, Leimulu Al-Daiti Al-Das HaMokrim Lomli, then why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say both Al-Daiti Val-Das HaMokrim, all that Moshe Rabbeinu should have stated, that Yeshua is going to be Al-Daiti, and based on the way that I explain these words, therefore, even according to you, you would have to explain the words of Moshe Rabbeinu differently. Is why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell Klal Yisrael that I'm making you swear al daiti val das hamakim? And we continue on daf chav tes on beis elo ki heichid leit havi afar lishvasayu. And it must be that the only reason why Moshe Rabbeinu said these words is not because a person that makes a shvua can say that I meant to use this word in a different way than its normal usage. And the only reason why Moshe said these words is in order to make sure that this shvua was al das achirim, as Rashi explains, the nedesh huda al das rabim ain le afara. And since Moshe Rabbeinu said that he making the shvua al daiti v'adasa makoim. Therefore, they would never be able to be matar or be made for the shvua. Before we continue, let us see Taisus on Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph and Dibur Maskel Kaimu Mitzvahs. And Taisus points out that in Masechtas Nedarim, where the Gemara brings this sugya, the Gemara doesn't state tarti, but instead the Gemara responds, if Moshe Rabbeinu would say that, then Klal Yisrael could claim that they meant that they would keep the mitzvah melech, perish pasha melech, shedavazen neichlem, as these are easy mitzvahs to keep. And also, Ayin Taisus Dibur Maskel Mitzvah Sitzes, where Taisus bothered that previously the Gemara already spoke about Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Taisus, at this point, why do we leave Avodah Zarah and go to Tzitzis? And Zok Taisus, Hadashavik Avodah Zarah, Nechsib Banami, Vichisishku, Vlaisasos, Kalmitzaila, Bepasha Shlach Lacha, Vamru Shakal Kaifbok, and Maidu Khal Tarakula, Meshund Lubashmi Adam, Lemikri Kalmitzis, Elatitzis. And when thinking about a mitzvah that Shakal Kuneg Khal Tarakula, they think about the mitzvah Tzitzis and not about the Issa of Avodah Zarah. And Ayin Bam Taisus, Viltameh, Hadasa Kosh Barhu Lamali, Hach Pirchalim Masik Benadarim, that the Gemara Mesechtas Nedarim doesn't speak about this point, the Ikapircha de Masik Hassan Vole Masik Hacha, and there are other questions that the Gemara asks over there, and the Gemara doesn't ask over here. And in addition, Vole Mishani Nami Hassan Kihich Leitavi Afar Lishua Saichu, El Mishani Moshe Benu Milsad Leitricha Nakat Ayin Shom, and Ayin Rashi at Banu Amid Diba Maskal Vil Tamech, the Boys Lamema, the Haida Minal Hu Loyal Daitchem, Kihich Liska Datayu, my Debo, Maskalai Haishma, Rashi is not good as the words Lamel Hu, and therefore Rashi learns that the Gemara's question is simply, Adas HaMokon Val Daiti Lomeli Lameima V'tiskele Bechad, and why did we just say one of them, and why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Al Daiti Val Das HaMokon? And Ayin Shitu Kubetzes of Masechta Zedorim that is that when the Gemara states Lamel Hu Kaimu Maida Oma Elaka Lab Mishon Demaska Daitayu Avedis Kechavim, and the Shita is bothered that why did the Gemara say that Moshe should have told them that he should be Mekayim the Mitzvahs of Yudkei Vavkei, and he should have set out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Lashon Yudkei Vavkei, and certainly that's not something that people will use for Avodah Zarah. And the Shita brings to Terutzim that number one, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to use the Shem of Yudkei Vavkei Barabim, as the Torah states, Zeh Shmi La'ilam V'zeh Zichri La'dardar. And then he explains that L'maisa, even those that are Avodah Zarah, they would use the name of Yudkei Vavkei, and as the Pasuk states in Parshas Bereishis, Oz Hucha Likrei B'Shem Hashem, Klema Likra Avodah Zarah B'Shem Hashem. And as we know, that we still have the J's witnesses. And finally, Agamar explained that the word tzitzis is gematria of 600, but we know that the word tzitzis in the Torah is written chasa at tzadik yud, tzadik saf, and the Chaskuni in Pashish Lach explains that that's why the Torah states v'hoi lechem letzitzis, and the lamed of the word letzitzis is memali gematria sheshloisha teva shel tzitzis liyas kol achas v'achas oyla b'gematria telyag ayin shom. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, as the Mishnah gave another example of a shvua shav of Moi Isi Nachash Kakaris Beis Abad. Certainly the same machlekes between Abai and Rava will pertain b'negei these words of the Mishnah, just like they explained the words of the Mishnah of Imloi Isi Gomol Shepereach Ba'avir. And Agamar is bothered, v'loi, how can you say that there is no such snake that is as thick as the beams of an olive press, and therefore this shvua cannot be true, v'ahu da'av b'shnei Shvar Malka, but there was a snake that was during the time of Shvar Malka, who was the king of Persia. Some anagur is the words havechad, but the achzik tlesa of Asativna, this snake was so large that it was able to consume 13 stablefuls of hay. Rashi explains that this snake was so dangerous that it was swallowing people whole, and in order to get rid of the snake, so they came up with a plan. They took a lot of animals and they wrapped them with a bunch of hay and they placed coals inside it, and then when the snake ate these animals and the bundles of hay, so the snake also ate these coals, and that killed the snake, but the snake only died after eating the amount of hay that could fit into 13 stables. And the Gemara responds on Mishmuel that in the Chanami we're not talking about a shvua regarding the size of the snake, but Bitarf, but he made a shvua if he did not see a snake that was spotted. And as Rashi explains, so why did they say that he was like the beam of an olive press? And as Rashi states, how the Kabbalah occurs based abad sheyesh becharitzim kachru isi nachash menuma, and just like these beams have indentations and have spots, so this nachash also had spots. However, the Gemara is kulunami mitra trifun, that every snake has spots. Why would this shvua be a shvua shav? And the Gemara explained, b'shagavay tarav, that he claimed that he saw a snake that had spots on its back. And as Rashi states, ve'in nachash osu b'chavruvayis el b'groinoi, snakes don't have spots on their back, they only have spots by its neck or by its throat. And ayin taisis diba maskel gavay tarav kamar, that taisis brings down that the Gemara mesechtas nedarim is, why did our Mishnah say that the person made a shvua that loy isi nachash kakaris beis abad? And the Gemara Gemara should have stated that he made a shvua in loy isi nachash that had spats, and the Gemara Maseches Nedarim answers milsa agav urchi kamashkwan kares beis abad taraf for nafkamina lemecha chomemka, and nafkamina would be if someone sells beams to someone to use in a beis abad and then not spatted, then it would be considered a mekach tais ayin sham. And the Mishnah continues and quotes our Mishnah that the Mishnah brought a case of shvua shayichel kikazu shvua shleichlena harishayin a shvua spitoi vashini a shvua shav and achla, and if you eat that kikah aval shvua shav loy achla, but if you don't eat that kikah aval shvua spitoi. And the Gemara now asks that in the case where Ruvain doesn't eat this kikah, so hashto mishum shvua spitoi mechayev, so if he's going to be chayev because he was aval shvua spitoi mishum shvua shav loy mechayev, how could he not be chayev because of shvua shav hariyatsa shvua l'shav, as lemaisu when he made a shvua that he will eat this kikah, that was a shvua shav, as he was nishba levatas a mitzvah, and immediately when he made that shvua, he was oivon the issa of shvua shav. The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yemiya, tni afal shvua zbutoi, that in the chenami, the way we should learn a Mishnah, in the case of achla of al shvua shav, then it'll only be oivon the shvua shav, but loy achla, but if he doesn't eat the kikah, certainly immediately when he made the shvua, shaloy echlena, that he won't eat his kikah, he was nishba levatas a mitzvah, and therefore he was oivon the issa of shvua shav. If ultimately Reuven doesn't eat this kikah, then at that point he was also over on the issa of shvuas bitoi. Ayn Rashi divam askel loy ochla even mishum shvuas bitoi ashvuas bitoi mechayev ashvuas shav loy mechayev bitmiya v'chiyanish belavatz a mitzvah v'kayim shvuasay ino even mishum shav v'arei kashi yatzah shvuas mimpiv yatzah l'shaka al dav shi yavshalay oma isa shah hu oiva afilu kayim shvuasay. And the Gemara answers tini afa shvuas bitoi v'hari kama ochla ova shvuas shav l'chuda loy ochla ova shteyen ashvuas bitoi shloy kayim v'al shvuas shav afa pisha kayimo ayin shom. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us point out that the next parak will be called Shvuas Eidos, and will discuss the issa of a person making a shvua that he doesn't know Eidos for his friend Benegeya Dini Mamnes. And since that Mishnah will teach us that the only one that could be chayiv regarding Shvuas Eidos is only someone that is kosher for Eidos, and the Mishnah teaches us by noshim v'loy b'noshim ruchaykim v'loy b'kravim etc., therefore our Mishnah will teach us that that is not the halacha Benegeya Shvuas Bitoi and Benegeya Shvuas Shav. And as our Mishnah teaches us, Shvuas Bitoi Nehegas by noshim v'noshim, that Shvuas Bitoi is noig not only if a man makes a shvua, but also if a woman makes a shvua. Rechaykim v'kravim, and it's also noig if you actually made a shvua that I'm going to benefit someone that's a rachok from me, or if you made a shvua that I'm going to benefit someone that's my karev. And as Rashi states, Rechaykim k'goyin she'etel l'pleini rachok karev. Similarly, b'ksherin u'psulin, that the dinim of Shvuas Bitoi is noig by someone that's kasher, and even by someone that's pasul, and it's also noig b'fnei bezim shloy b'fnei bezim b'fnei atzbai, as long as someone makes a shvua, then it doesn't make a difference if he's in bezin or if he's not in bezin, then the same chiyuv would apply. The Mishnah teaches the chayavin as deinu makas v'ashigasa carbon el v'yared. In all these cases, if a person's ayvan shvuas bitoi b'mezid and with hasra, then he'll be chayav makas. And if he does so b'shoigeg, then he'll be chayav to bring a carbon el v'yared. And once again, we will see that b'negiyah shvuas eidus, one was chayav to bring a carbon el v'yared, even if he's ayvan shvuas eidus b'mezid. And ayin Rashi do maskal on piu atzbai shemaitziu shvuah mipiv k'dechsev kra. And Rashi continues, and the same one didn't apply. Someone else makes a shvua, and Reuven says amen, based on the dinim of Shemaya Ka'ina, that the same din applies, and is considered that he's mujbam piatmai. Kediktani sefer va'achazu va'achazu, I'm mujbam piachirim chayiv, avaloy oma amen pata, but if you didn't say amen, then you'd be pata. Kagoyim mashpiyan yalecha, imachatim loyachata, va'oma loyachati loyachati, but you didn't say amen. So in that case, it's not considered that he made a shvua's pitoi, and if he's oivon that shvua, he would not be oivon the issa of shvua's bitoi. Mishnah continues, similarly, shvua shav nehagas by noshim v'noshim v'rechikim v'krevim b'ksherim v'psulim b'fnei bezim shloim b'fnei bezim p'i atzmai v'chayavon az deinu makas v'ashigasa pata. And someone's oivon a shvua shav b'mezid and with hasra, then it'll be chayav makas just like b'negeya shvua's bitoi. However, if he's oivon a shvua shav b'shoigeg, then it'll be pata and it will not be chayav to bring a carbon oil of yoreid. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us, achazuv, achazuv, amujim p'i achirim chayav, both b'negeya shvua's bitoi and a shvua shav, if someone's mujbim piachirim, as Rashi explained, that he also stated amen, therefore it's mamish considered like he made the shvua, and therefore he'd be chayiv. And the Mishnah now explains, ketzad, amar lo yachalti hayoyim, if Reuven said that he didn't eat anything today, or Reuven said, v'lo nachti tefillin hayoyim, that he didn't put on tefillin today, and then Shimon says, mash b'yachir ani, swear to me that this is the case, v'amar amen, and Reuven responds amen, then chayiv, then Reuven will be chayiv. And ayin Rashi, shvua shav, b'kravim rechokin, Rashi explains, amar le'ish, shu isha, ben karev, ben rechok, that if Reuven makes a shvua regarding a man, man that he's a woman, then it doesn't make a difference if this person was his karev or rachik, then in both cases you'd be chayev for being oivan shvua shav. Our Gemara begins on Shmuel, that Shmuel explains, that if anyone answers amen after someone makes a shvua, then it's as if he said the shvua out from his own mouth, and as we see, b'negei seita, that although Bezdin would read the pasha of the seita, but the woman would answer amen, amen, and that was considered as if she made her own shvua. This is based on the din of Shemeya Ka'ina, Ein Rashi, k'maytze shvua and piv l'chol dava, bein l'schai mishum bitoy, d'bein l'shiyetzi b'sfasav, bein l'inyan shvua's eidas, and similarly, b'negei shvua's eidas, we will see at the beginning of the next parak, that m'chai rameyam pi'atmoy, af shaloy b'bezdin. The Gemara continues, amra papa mishmeidu rava, that papa brought in the name of rava, masisu b'raisa nami deka, that since, as we will see, that we'll have a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa, the only way that we could explain the difference between a Mishnah and a Braisa is based on the Yisayid of Shmuel, and therefore we'll have riot to the Yisayid of Shmuel, and the Gemara will now continue and bring a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. Tani, and as we will see in the first Mishnah of the next parak on the Flam and Aleph, that the Mishnah states, Shvuah Se'edis Nehegis Ba Noshim V'loi B'Noshim, Beruchaykin V'loi B'Krevim, Bekshayim V'loi B'Psulim, In Nehegis Al Buril Lehead, and this part of the Mishnah is not going to be negated to our Gemara, but the Mishnah continues that Rameya teaches us, that if Reuven makes a Shvua Se'edos, then it doesn't make a difference if he made that Shvua in front of Bezin, or if he wasn't in front of Bezin, then he will be chayef for being over on the Issa of Shvua Se'edos. However, Rameya continues, and if someone doesn't make their own Shvua, and someone else makes a Shvua for them, that you'll only be chayef if you will chayef for in Bezin, but if you did so Shloi B'fnei Bezin, you would not be chayef. And the Gemara continues and asks the stira on the Mishnah from the following Braisa, as with Tanya Braisa, we learned that the Braisa Shvua Se'edis Ketzad, and the Braisa explained, Amala Edim, if someone says to Edim, Bo Ve'eduni, come and say Edis for me, they respond and they make a Shvua, Shvua She'in Anu Yodin L'cha Edis, that we don't know any Edis for you, Aisha Amru, Ein Anu Yodin L'cha Edis, or they don't make a Shvua, but they just say that we don't know Edis for you, but he says, Mashpiani Aleichem, he says, I'm making you make a Shvua, Va'amru Amen, and they answer Amen, so Be'im Mifnei Bezin, Be'im Shlim Mifnei Bezin, Be'im Mipi Atma, Be'im Mipi Achirim, Kivin Shekafu Be'im Chayavim, Divra Meya, the Gemara is, Kashin Adodi, that L'chir we have a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, as to the Shita Rameya, as the Mishnah Rameya taught us, that a Shvua Mipi Achirim only works Mifnei Bezin, and this Braisa taught us that a Shvua Mipi Achirim even works outside of Bezin, because of the stira, so the Gemara explains, El Lav Shma Mina, and therefore it must be that Shmuel is correct, the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa is Hada on Amen, Hadalei on Amen. That in our Mishnah we were talking about a case where the Edim did not answer Amen, and therefore it's considered Mujmun Piachirim, and Rameya holds that the only time that it will be Chayav Shvuas Edis is if they were Kleifer in Bezin. However, in the Braisa, we're talking about a case where the Edim actually responded Amen, and therefore it's considered as if they were Mujmun Piatzmam, and that's why they would be Chayav even if they did so, Shalei B'fnei Bezin. And as the Gemara ends off, Shma Mina, and the Gemara continues, Amar Avinu Mishmei Derava, Masisin Dehacha Nami Deka, that from our Mishnah itself, we could also bring a raya to the Shita of Shmuel, that once someone says Amen, that's considered as Mujmun Pi Atzmai, the Katani, because in our Mishnah we learned, Shvuas Bito Inoy Heges Ba Noshim Uvinoshim, Berchaikim Uvikravim, Bekshayim Uvipsulim. The Mishnah then stated, Bifne Bezin, Vishloi Bifne Bezin, Mipi Atzmai, and the Mashmai says, Mipi Atzmai in, Mipi Achirin Loi, and it's Mashmur that the only time that the Issa of Shvuas Bito applies is only Mipi Atzmai and not Mipi Achirim, and Viktani Sefer, and then at the end of the Mishnah, after the Mishnah discusses the dinam of Shvua Shav, the Mishnah states, Vizeh Vizeh, and both by Shvua Spitoi and by Shvua Shav, Mujbam and Piachirim is Chayiv, Kashna Dodi, and Lechayid is a stira between the Reish of our Mishnah and the Seif of the same Mishnah, El Lav Shma Mina, Hada Ana Amen, Hadalei Ana Amen, and therefore, even from our Mishnah, we could explain that the beginning of the Mishnah is speaking about a case where a person did not say Amen, and therefore, certainly, if you Mujbam Piachirim, he would not be Chayiv for being Oivan Shvua Spitoi. However, the Seif of the Mishnah is speaking about a case where a person answered Amen, therefore, even though it was Mujmun Piachirim, however, Lemaisa, it's considered as if he made the Shvua himself since he said Amen, and therefore he'd be Oivan the Issa of Shvua Spitoi. In the Chanami, our Mishnah itself is a riot to Shmuel. The Gemara, therefore, is that Shmuel might come Ashmolan, that Lechir, if this din of Shmuel is so Pashut, and we actually could see it based on a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa, as well as from our Mishnah itself, so what is the Chiddush of Shmuel? And the Gemara answers, Doki de Mastis and come Ashmolan, that in the Chanami, Shmuel is just teaching us the diak from our Mishnah that kala ina amen achashvua is kmeitzi shvua mipivdami, and as Rashi states, states, Duki de Mastisa Kamashmon, Ashmina Davka Tran, me Piatsma Bishvus Bitoi, and Piachirim Potter, or the Tony Mastisan Sefer, Achazu, Achazu, Mush Piachirim Kayev, Davka Bono Omin Tran, Kilitoni Vomri Omin, the Litema Ochrumusak Tony, Ayin Shom. Before we finish the parak, let us point out Taisa Diva Maskal Mishum Kanyid Rava, that Taisa is bothered that since Rava must have known the Brysa, that when you make someone make a Shvua, you have to tell him that you're making Shvua, Das Hamokim Val Das Bezdin. So even though this person gave over the cane to his friend at the time that he's making a Shvua, that wouldn't help him and would still be a Shvua Sheker. Therefore, Taisa explains that the case by Rava was where prior to Rava having a chance to give the instructions to the one that was about to make a Shvua, the person jumped up and made the Shvua without hearing the instructions from Rava. And as Taisa states, near the Kofetz V'Nishba, the Mistama Rava, Yudea Braisa, V'Yamashpil, Yisei Adas Hamokim Val Das Bezdin. Finally, the Mishnah stated that if Ruvi made a Shvua, Sha'ichel Kikuzu, and then he made a Shvua, Shalayich Lana, then he was showing a Shvua's Bito, Yvashni, a Shvua Shav. And let's remember that Rava previously taught us that there's a difference in Lashonis of Shvuas. For example, if someone says, Shvua, Shalayichel Kikuzu, then he's going to be Ivan that Shvua if he ate a Kazayas of that Kikar. However, he said, Shvua, Shalayich Lana, that I'm making Shvua that I won't eat it, then the only time it'll be Ivan that Shvua is if he ate the entire cookie, and not only if he ate a Kazayas. Based on this Yisai, Taisis asked, Tema, the Shneim Shvuas Bitoi, then L'chayr, why is the second Shvua considered Shvua Shav, if L'chayr there is a keem to that Shvua, as when Reuven initially made a Shvua, Sha'ichel Kikazu, then he meant to say that I'm making a Shvua that I will eat at least the Kazayas of this Kikar, and then when he made another Shvua that I won't eat it, Hainu Shleich Lena Kula, that means I won't eat the entire Kikar, Keda Amar Rav Nami Le'el, and therefore this second Shvua is not a Shvua L'vatas HaMitzvah, as Reuven can still eat a Kazayas of the Kikar, and he just made a new shvua that I won't eat the entire kikar. And Taisus says v'shem yesh l'chalik bein oichel l'shle oichel. And finally, Shmuel taught us kala'ina amen achas shvua k'mayti shvua m'pivdami. He brought a raya from the pasuk in Pashas Nasai regarding the isha saita, and the pasuk states v'amar isha amen amen. And as we know that the woman didn't really have to say the word amen twice, as really one amen would suffice in order to be makabel shvua. But the Gemara Masechta Saita explains that she was saying that I agreed I should have this klala if I was a mezana this time, or if I was Mizana any other time. And similarly, she's accepting if I was Mizana while I was in Arusa or I was in Sua, I in the Gemara Mesech the Saita, I in the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuas in Perek Beis, who states, Echra ina amen, oye oma dovish in yonik inin amen, kagoin shama hein, oye mechuyav ani beshvuazu, ki balti lai shvuazu, v'chol kreitz bezeb chaloshin. The reason why Shmuel discusses the Lashin amen, and the Braisa also discusses the Lashin amen, even though the Lashin of ki balti lai shvuazu seems to be a clearer Kabbalah Shvua. However, we wanted to use the same Lashon as the Torah states, B'negei Seita, V'amra Isha, Amen, Amen, Hadron Lach Shvua Shtayim, Hadron Lach Shvua Shtayim, Hadron Lach Shvua Shtayim, and we will stop over here.